Welcome to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Anita Stokes-Thomas.
And every Thursday at 8 Eastern Time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things that you can eat, wear, or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook or blogtalkradio.com. If you wish to speak with us on air, call 914-338-0314. That's 914-338-0314. Now try to keep your calls concise if you can. We really appreciate that.
And our guest tonight in its 311th edition of Travel Itch Radio is Lauren Simpson of the Long Beach, California Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Lauren, to Travel Itch Radio.
It's a pleasure joining you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And we're just starting the year. It's early January, so please tell us why it's a great time to visit Long Beach.
You know what? Long Beach has some of the most perfect weather in the nation. As a matter of fact, the Washington Post did a nationwide survey and found that Long Beach has the most nice days in all of America.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. You know, I've passed through Long Beach several times en route to or from Catalina, but no, I should have stayed. Since you're right on the Pacific, let's start with all things nautical. And the Queen Mary, the most obvious because it's the biggest. Why is the ship there and how is it doing?
So the Queen Mary is one of the most famous ocean liners of all time. Not only was it a luxury ocean liner, but it also served as a troop ship during World War II. It came to Long Beach back in 1967 and was converted into a hotel with over 300 rooms where you can stay in the ship in one of the first-class suites and enjoy restaurants, shopping aboard. It actually has a fantastic observation bar with beautiful Art Deco. And, of course, you know, scenes of our beachfront. But if you're a fan of all things haunted, the ship features haunted tours and is registered as one of the most haunted places in all of the U.S.
But now, could the ship actually sail or are its boilers gone?
Oh, no, no, it can't sail. The boilers are gone along with one of its engine rooms. But they do offer a tour that allows you to see the existing engine room as well as one of the propellers. It's huge.
Wow. Now, we know that the Catalina Express sails 26 miles across the sea, about an hour's voyage. How often does it run, and do people go for just a day?
So schedules vary year-round, but there are more frequent runs, of course, during the summertime where, you know, people have more time to kind of vacation. Travelers go to Catalina for day trips all the time, and they go for excursions including scuba diving, snorkeling, and also buffalo sightings.
Wow.
We're talking with Lauren Simpson of the Long Beach, California CVB. Sticking with the water theme, Lauren, does Long Beach have sightseeing and sunset cruises too? And how about whale watching, and what time of the year is best?
Oh, most definitely. So talking about sunset cruises, the best place to enjoy a sunset in Long Beach is in Alameda Bay on one of our Venetian gondolas with a singing gondolier. And yes, a lot of cruises emanate out of Long Beach Harbor in its harbor area. Long Beach is actually also the center of whale watching in Southern California. We have several companies that do whale watching cruises, one of them being Harbor Breezes, who sees over 300,000 passengers annually. And while you're on a whale watching cruise, you can see migrating gray whales, blue whales, humpback whales, dolphins, orcas, and sea lions. And the best part of all of it is that you can enjoy whale watching year-round.
That's fantastic. Now, what about the Aquarium of the Pacific? It's also one of your big attractions. What makes it so special?
So the Aquarium of the Pacific specifically focuses on all of the various regions of the Pacific Ocean, which is the world's largest ocean. It's not only an attraction, but an educational facility that educates people on the ocean, climate, as well as ecology. Currently, it is the fourth most visited aquarium in all of the United States, and actually a recent survey places it as number three when it comes to most Instagrammable aquariums in the country.
That's well put. I've never had anything said to me quite that way before. And as a baseball fan, Lauren, I was intrigued by one of your special events, the World Series of Beach Volleyball. Could you tell our listeners about that?
Oh, sure. So we've been lucky to host the World Series of Beach Volleyball several times. And volleyball is actually a huge sport here in Long Beach. A lot of other beach competitions take place here in Long Beach as well. We have over 30 outdoor courts here in the city. So if you visit and you feel like having a game or, you know, playing a game, you can just grab your volleyball, run out into the court, and get a game started.
So when is the World Series of Beach Volleyball?
It's in, we're looking for it to be in the August this year.
Okay.
So it always happens in the summertime, of course.
Oh, of course. And what about other sports and recreation? I assume much of it is outdoors because of your benign climate.
Oh, yeah. So you're right, of course. Outdoor sports range from – there are a ton of water sports, and those sports range from rowing, kayaking, stand-up, paddleboarding, sailing, and the list goes on. We actually have three yacht clubs here in the city, and we're the kickoff point for the Long Beach Catalina Ski Race, and swimming is big here, too. We have an outdoor Olympic-sized swimming pool for all of our residents to enjoy.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, is it true that Long Beach actually has two art museums? I really like art. Let's hear a little bit about them.
Oh, sure. We actually have four art museums. We have the Pacific Islander Museum. We have a Long Beach Museum of Art. We have a MOLA, which is the Museum of Latin American Art. And then our university here has an art museum. And actually, a good deal of Long Beach's downtown and neighborhoods are an art gallery in themselves. We're getting ready to celebrate our fifth year of Powwow Long Beach, which is an outdoor art festival where world-renowned artists, both graffiti and traditionally trained, come to the city of Long Beach for a week-long festival and paint large-scale murals on the sides of buildings and other structures. We even have one on the pylon of a bridge here in our downtown area. So you can see from the waterfront, you can actually see a mural on the pylon of this bridge. And after four years of having this festival here in the city, we have over 70 murals. The festival, of course, in its fifth year this year, will occur this July, and so we'll be able to add more beautiful murals to our repertoire.
Well, that sounds really interesting, something that really comes to Long Beach for. Now, we're both history buffs here on Travel Itch Radio, so please tell us about the top historic sites in Long Beach. There's got to be some of those there, too.
Oh, yeah. So Long Beach is home to two of the oldest houses in all of Southern California at Rancho Los Alamitos, as well as Rancho Los Cerritos. Both were Spanish-era ranch houses, and both contain their authentic furniture and artwork to this day. Both also have really beautiful formal gardens that were designed by the people who designed Central Park. In addition, there are a number of beautiful buildings from the turn of the century, including a place called the Bembridge House. And in our downtown area, we've managed to preserve many of our buildings from the 1920s and 30s that feature Art Deco design and architecture. We have a group here that does walking tours for architecture and Art Deco in our downtown area. And anybody interested in learning more about the history of Long Beach can sign up for one.
That's fantastic. There is a lot of really nice Art Deco there. I did see that when I was there. Now, we're talking with Lauren Simpson of the Long Beach, California CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau.
And you are listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel It Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Lauren, what are your peak and bargain seasons in Long Beach?
Well, you mentioned our weather a little bit earlier. Because of our weather, Long Beach is a year-round destination, but many of our hotels cater to meetings and conventions during the week. So weekends tend to be the bargain time for leisure travelers. So that's the time to come.
Good to know. And we'd like to know more about the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center, too.
Oh, sure. So the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center is a 400,000-square-foot complex that includes trade show exhibit halls, a sports arena, and two fully-equipped theaters. Our Terrace Theater is a 3,000-seat theater, while our Beverly O'Neill Theater is an 800-seat theater. Both of the theaters host a numerous of theatrical performances, plays, comedians, orchestras, and more. Long Beach also has its own symphony orchestra, ballet company, and opera.
But tell us a little bit more about what some of the special events that take place there in Long Beach throughout the year.
I'd love to. So for motorsport fans, if you're into fast cars, we have the Long Beach Grand Prix, which also includes a number of concerts, musical concerts. The Queen Mary Event Park hosts a number of concerts, and we're talking about music from rap to reggae to country, so it fits all those audiences. And then in addition, Long Beach is one of the most diverse cities in the United States. And of course, we benefit from that diversity and host a number of ethnic and cultural festivals throughout the year. Additional festivals include the TransPAC, Powwow Mural Arts Festival. We have a Greek festival. But you know what? Every Wednesday, our CBB puts out a What's Up Wednesday e-blast, which lists those top events, and anyone can join.
Well, that sounds fantastic. It's something you should definitely sign up for, because what are the best ways to maximize our mileage in Long Beach in a minimum amount of time?
Oh, it's funny you should ask that. If you were going to spend a limited amount of time in Long Beach and you're staying overnight, do stay in one of our downtown hotels. In a matter of 8 blocks, you'll find over 125 restaurants, attractions, shopping, and nightlife entertainment. And guess what? It's all walkable. If you don't feel like walking, Long Beach offers free passport buses operating throughout the downtown.
That's great to know. We'd love to hear some of the history of Long Beach. Was it founded as a port?
Not quite. So Long Beach was a Spanish-era land grant where sheep and cattle were raised. And in order to get the livestock to this part of town or part of the country, they created a port. And over the years, the Long Beach port has grown and grown. And as of today, it's the second busiest port in the nation.
Wow, I had no idea. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you something about the hit. What is the population of Long Beach now, by the way?
Long Beach has just over 500,000. Can you believe it?
Wow, it's really grown a lot. I wanted to ask you something something that jogs my memory from 1933. Didn't you have an earthquake that during the Oscar presentation?
We did. It really wreaked havoc on this city. But luckily, everyone just kind of banded together, and we were able to rebuild and, you know, keep it going.
That's good to know. I mean, every area of the country has something. You know, tornadoes in the Midwest and hurricanes in Florida, so snowstorms in the Northeast, you name it, everybody's got something to just keep everybody honest. But I love the Pike Market in Seattle. And is there any relation to the Pike Outlets in Long Beach?
So there's no relation, but the Pike Outlet here in Long Beach is a shopping center, and it offers major brands like Nike, Forever 21, H&M, Columbia, and more. And then it also has over 20 restaurants, a theater complex, a 500-seat comedy club called the Laugh Factory. But like the Pike Market in Seattle, the Long Beach Pike is actually a great place for seafood, with many waterfront restaurants offering fresh seafood.
Good to know. And well, tell us about some of the neighborhoods in Long Beach. Definitely want to hear about Belmont Shores and Shoreline Village.
Oh, sure. So Shoreline Village is actually a shopping, dining, and entertainment complex with restaurants, and it's on our downtown waterfront. So if you visit the downtown, you are more than welcome to hop on over to the Shoreline Village area. Belmont Shore is our quintessential beach town neighborhood where people go to see and, of course, be seen. It features 11 short blocks of gastropubs, local eateries, entertainment, shopping, all within footsteps of the beach. And then another cute neighborhood, which I would definitely suggest you visit, is Retro Row, which has several short blocks filled with vintage clothing stores, antique shops, and other unique shopping outlets. As a matter of fact, set designers flock to Long Beach to shop for their TV shows and movies.
Fascinating, really fascinating. Very fascinating. Now, our listeners always love to know a lot more about our guests, Lauren. So if you would, please share a little bit about you, where you were born, raised, school, how you got into travel, how you came to Long Beach, and how you hooked up with the CVB.
Okay, so I was born and raised in Long Beach. I did go to college out of state and a little bit out of the country for a little bit. But I found out the CVB, I was just very interested in travel. And then I have an extensive background in social media and digital marketing. And then living and working in the city that I was born in, raised in, and love is just a dream come true.
Okay, well, I know that Long Beach has a nice little airport. I've flown there from New York on JetBlue. It's a great alternative to the crazed crowds at LAX. How would visitors get to Los Angeles or Anaheim from your destination?
Oh, okay. So the Long Beach Airport has flights to many destination cities that can connect you worldwide. So we have flights through JetBlue, Southwest, American, and Hawaiian Air. We got that flight just a year ago that we're excited about. The Long Beach Airport is the best alternative into flying into LAX. So please fly Long Beach versus LAX because you'll miss all of those huge crowds. The airport is beautiful. TSA is so fast. I once had a colleague who complained about waiting in a long line in Long Beach, and he only waited 10 minutes. To get through TSA. So we're a little spoiled here. But the airport also features local eateries and it's reasonable prices. Long Beach is completely connected to the Los Angeles metro system, which is not only bus, but it's also the light rail system. The Blue Line runs from downtown Long Beach to downtown Los Angeles, and it connects you to other metro railways.
Well, it sounds like if someone wants to come to Long Beach or they're afraid that they're going to miss something in Los Angeles, it's really a good combination. You could do both.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
So, Lauren, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I did want to add that we talked about water sports, but Long Beach is so known for water sports that several of the competitions for the Olympic Games in 2028 will be hosted here. And then, of course, you know, lastly, I just wanted to say that if there's one thing that's missing from Long Beach, it's you and your listeners. We can't wait to welcome you guys to our city.
And we want them to come.
Yeah, very definitely. I want to ask you, too, about hotels. How many hotel rooms are there in Long Beach, and is there a lot of new construction going on?
Oh, we have several new constructions going on, one being the Breakers Hotel. The Breakers Hotel is a Hilton project or Hilton property when it was originally constructed. And actually, Nicky Hilton received it from his father, and he spent his wedding night with his then new bride, Elizabeth Taylor, in the penthouse suite. And guess what? They went to Europe afterwards, and they sailed aboard the Queen Mary. So Long Beach has a definitely a rich history. But because of the reuse project here in its downtown, hotels like the Breakers are being revived. And, you know, we're really looking forward to it coming online.
And I guess when Elizabeth Taylor went on the ship, it had a boiler.
Yes.
Okay. And Lauren, I've got to ask you this. I mean, you live in such a beautiful place. Where do you go on vacation, or do you go on vacation? Do you ever leave?
It's funny you ask that. I actually do a lot of staycations. So we have properties in our downtown area and actually out by the airport that are just so gorgeous. I.e., if I'm staying out by the airport, I'll stay at the Long Beach Marriott, which is just when you walk into the outside into their pool area, it's lush gardens and you feel like you're in a tropical getaway. And though it's close to the airport, when you're in your room, you can't hear the airplanes. But if I'm staying downtown, the Hotel Maya is a beautiful resort-like property. And so when you're staying on that property, you feel like you're just a million miles away from work and from, you know, the hustle and bustle of your normal life.
And I've been to Catalina a couple times. You ever get over there?
Oh, yeah. For a day trip. I jump over there,
okay.
But I actually, on Catalina, I'll go for the zip lining, and they have great small hotels and eateries that I like to frequent.
Okay. Anita, when you were in Long Beach, what did you do that you remember when you were in Long Beach?
Oh, definitely going to the Queen Mary. I mean, that was really top of the list. I really enjoyed that. And then just walking around the city, because it really feels like it has a small city vibe to it, but you know it's a larger city. So it's just very relaxing to walk by the waterfront and just have a great meal right there, too, and people watch. It was really just relaxing. It was a really nice trip.
That's wonderful to hear.
So there are great places to eat there, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love zoos. Do you have a zoo, too?
We do not have a zoo, but you know what? You can come to Long Beach, and if you want to go to, say, the zoo or just go into the L.A. or Santa Monica areas, it's about a 30 to 45-minute drive. But then if you want to head south and go to Disneyland, it's like another 25 minutes in the other direction. So what we find is that, you know, Long Beach is a great central location in the SoCal area because you can stay here. You can be in a, though it's a larger city, again, 500,000 people, it still feels like a small town. And so if you want to, you know, have the Disney experience or have the Hollywood experience, you can. But then you can, you know, come back home and come to your hotel.
And can you go by train to Anaheim, to Disneyland, or no?
You can. So there's a bus bridge. That'll get you there. So public transportation, yes. I think we find that a lot of our guests will either use a rental car or they will Uber or Yellow Cab.
Okay. And Lauren, what's the average length of stay?
2.5 days. I'm sorry, 3.5 days. If you're coming for leisure, if you're coming for meeting, if you're coming for leisure, it's 2.5 days.
Okay, that's very nice. So people have ample time to see a lot of different things.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
so
Anita, anything else you'd like to ask Lauren?
Well, I just want to thank you again for being such a great host when I was there a couple of months ago now. I mean, we had a fantastic time, and it was just really nice to see your city and to have someone like yourself who was born and raised there be the guide as well. So thank you for that. I want to come back, actually.
We can't wait to have you back. You know what? It's easy. When you have a place that you genuinely love and you want to tell all your friends about it. So you're my friend. When any visitor that comes, you guys are my friends, and I want you to, you know, experience it the way I love it.
Well, actually, with IPW coming to Anaheim in June, you'll probably got a lot of people coming up to Long Beach.
Yeah, that's what we're planning for.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't wait to see you then.
I know,
and
that's
people,
another way.
I imagine people. Oh, yeah. Well, people can fly into the Long Beach Airport, too, if they don't go to the John Wayne Airport.
Correct. And it's just a short trip. Even with L.A. traffic or Southern California traffic, it's a short trip over.
Okay.
And
most importantly.
I also went down to. I'm sorry, Dan. I went down to Huntington Beach, which was really close as well to get into beach time and see surfing.
It is. It's just down the street, as we like to say.
And, of course, the most important question we need to ask you, Lauren, is how do our listeners get more information about Long Beach?
Oh, my goodness. Visit our website at visitlongbeach.com or follow us on social media via at visitlb. You can also follow our hashtag visitlb, and you can find all things that are fantastic about our city.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Lauren Simpson of the Long Beach, California Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thank you for being our guest tonight on Travel Itch Radio. And Anita, don't go away because I want to talk to you about your upcoming travel plans for 2019. Anything good on the horizon? What are you planning?
Well, I'm planning a trip to Hawaii. So talking about the west part of the U.S., I'm headed to Hawaii next month, but up to New York. And I'm really excited about a cruise that I have coming up at the end of this month. I'm going on the Oprah and Gail, that's Oprah Winfrey and Gail King, of the Girlfriends cruise that they're doing.
That sounds terrific. You'll have to report on that for Travel Itch Radio, of course.
Well, absolutely. I definitely will have to report on that because, I mean, the world's most famous girlfriend, so you know we're going to have a good time.
Oh, I'm sure you will. And where in Hawaii? I mean, there's so many different places you can go. Where in Hawaii?
Well, it's really my husband's vacation. He loves going to Honolulu, to the island of Oahu. So that's where we usually go. We have friends there. So it's an annual event. We trek over to Hawaii and meet up with friends, have a great time walking on the beach and going out for meals. It's fantastic and really doing nothing. A lot of just enjoying the breeze.
That sounds great. Okay, well, that's about it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Join us again next week, same time and channel, when we'll talk to Kay Megan of Gulf Shores, Alabama. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Anita Stokes-Thomas, and also our special guest, Lauren Simpson of the Long Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.